How about turning in the Bible to the book of Numbers, shall we? I don't know how far we can get into this, but I'm going to give you my best this morning. My responsibility is to rightly divide the word. Brother Jim, help me preach back there. Help me preach. Amen. You folks that are spirit-filled and filled with the Holy Ghost and shouting victory out there, y'all pray for these folks that needs to come to this altar. Come down here and take your staff and drive down and sing to it and shout to it. Somebody say amen. Amen. I am not crazy. We'll settle that right now. I don't even have far to go to get there. Hallelujah to the Lord. And when you read verse 17, you'll understand. Verse 18, praise God. If you've got an ounce of umph in you. Oh, I'm sorry, Jan. Keep me straight, baby. All right. Numbers chapter 21. Numbers chapter 21. You know what? I don't have this microphone on. Tim, I guess we'll just leave it off. It gets in my way anyway. That's all right. I can shout loud enough you can hear me. All right. Now, Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Old Testament. Now the situation is this. There's no water. I'm talking about H2O. There's no water. 3 million people are thirsty. And I've told you this morning already that God has sovereignly at least seven times. Did I say seven a while ago? Six or seven? Seven. Seven times you can read it in the scriptures where God sovereignly created water, made water just gush out of the ground, out of the rocks. I mean, it's there. You can see it as you read the word. So this is an incident that we're talking about. And when the water sprang forth, there was a movement in the camp. When a man hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he shall be filled. Praise God. When a man thirsts after the righteousness of God, will he find it, Stephen? He can find it. I'm so thankful today that we have the promise of God. And let's read 17 and 18. Numbers 21, 17 and 18. Now notice the words. Read the word with me. Follow right along with me now. All of you wonderful guests, just follow right along or listen carefully to Pastor Akers. You ready? Verse 17 and 18. Then Israel sang this song. I don't know how it is that my mother, the only musician in the family, until we boys, there were five of us boys, no girls, and every one of us was taught an instrument. You've never heard my brother Laurel play. In his time, he was a master musician. My mother, a master musician, talented pianist. So I'm just telling you, somehow that love of music was instilled in this kid's heart. And I've loved it all my life. I've loved to sing. And only God can put a song in a broken heart. Now I'm serious. There's some of you folks out there today that the Spirit's already talked to you. You haven't responded. But the Holy Ghost is talking to you. So that's his business and your business. But here I see where God is saying, children, sing a new song. Sing this song. See verse 17? Spring up, O well. Sing ye unto it. Now what if you were a spy? If you were a heathenistic spy out there on the mountainside and you were looking down, you had your spy glasses looking down, and you saw all of these people with their staves, and they were driving. I want to be careful, I hit my foot. That would hurt. I'm going to get it out of the way. They were driving. Oh, read the word, preacher. Verse 18. The princes, all the elders, digged the well. The nobles of the people digged it by the direction of the lawgiver with their, everybody say, staves. This is as close to a stave as I've got in the church, and I think it's sufficient enough. Say amen. Amen. Dig your well with your staves and say to it, spring up, oh well, within my heart. Everybody on this side of the church, I'd love to have you look up at me and say, spring up, oh well.
Spring up. Spring
up. Within my heart. I feel pretty easy to walk.
Amen.
Spring up. Oh, well, with it. My heart. Are you thirsty?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I've been drinking this water all my life, and I stay thirsty. But don't you?
No.
Or do you rise today, Steve?
we need is for the Holy Spirit to go into our hearts and to motivate us. What we need is somebody to say, this is the way. Everybody out there say, this is the way. Thank you, Jim. He just got my loss.
Thank you, Matthew. Praise God.
Now say that out here. This is the way. When the pastor stands here behind the pulpit and he reads the word, and the word is plain, and the word says, you shall do this and you shall not do this, that's plain. Somebody say amen. Is it old fashioned? Yeah. Is preaching the Bible old fashioned?
Yeah. Praise God.
It most certainly is. It most certainly is.
Sin is sin. Sin will destroy you. And folks, I will give you this fair warning now. I will not change this book at all. And read it to where it will tickle your ears. Amen. Verse 16, let's read verse 16 if you please. And from there they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spoke unto Moses, gather them together and I will give them what?
Water.
Say the word water out loud.
Water.
I will give them water. Praise God. I will give them instruction to take their stand and to go out there into that desert sand and press and crash, shove, push that staff down into the sand, and then as it is standing there, stand up there, as it is standing there, then you sing unto it, what?
Spring
what? What? Sing to it. And what are you going to say?
Spring.
spring up, O well. Spring up, O well of what? Well of what?
Living water.
Living water. Say that out. Living water. Do you know what living water in the New Testament is? It is the beautiful, beautiful illustration and Bible type of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. Amen. Water is a... Whoa, my staff like to flew out of my sight. Stay right there, buddy. Amen. Water is a type of the Holy Spirit. Now say amen. How many of you want power to overcome and to live a life that is an overcoming life from sin? We all do, praise God. Then the only way you can have that experience is through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God said, I will give you my Spirit. I will pour out my Spirit upon my people, and they shall have dynamite power, and you shall be a servant of mine, living with that power, living with that strength, with every need met, satisfied your thirst. Oh, the barren souls, I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame. It's real, amen. But when Jesus comes into your heart, praise God, he satisfies the thirst. He satisfies the heart. Amen. Give me a chance to breathe, and you guys give the Lord a praise clap. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. So verse 17 says, come on, drive your staves, drive them into the ground, and then sing to it, spring up, O well, within my heart. So I'm challenging you today to know that if your well is dry, if your well is barren, don't you know where you can come? Somebody say amen. Don't you know you can come back? You can come back to God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Verses 8 and 9. We're going to close in just a second. Praise God. But verses 8 and 9 speaks to us of the fiery serpent and how that Moses set that fiery serpent on that pole because those serpents were in the camp killing the people, biting and poisoning the people. There had to be deliverance, and God said, son, take your staff, put a brazen serpent, brass means atonement, and put that on that stake and hold it above the people. Come on, look at me, everybody. And when you look at this staff and this fiery serpent that is on this staff, you will be healed. Somebody say amen. And you can, all you've got to do is turn to the New Testament and you'll see where that the atonement has been made for your salvation. All you've got to do is to look to the Calvary. Look to the Calvary's cross where Jesus died and you can be saved. Somebody say amen. Yes, praise God. And I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit, now watch me now. I'm going to close with this thinking. Maybe. Until this time, there was stagnation in the camp. Say stagnation. Stagnant. Stagnation. Stagnant water will kill you if it's consumed. There was stagnation in the camp and nothing was happening. But all of a sudden, things begin to move. All of a sudden, God said, look to me. Look to me. He sent those fiery, fiery serpents out there to bite the children of Israel, to cause them to look up. I don't want no scorpion to bite me to get me to look to Calvary. Somebody say amen. I just don't want that. I want to sing a new song today. I want to sing a song of redemption today. But the point I'm making is, When Israel found their water, when Israel found their water and they were satisfied, God said, now it's time to move on out. I was a witness this past week of a revival in this church. Come on now. I was a witness in this church last week. Well, that would be history, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Monday and Sunday, last Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. I saw a movement in this congregation. We had a good average of 25 to 30 people every night. Now that is a miracle. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
That's a miracle. It's a movement for the heart. I saw a movement in our assembly. I saw somebody get up from the pews and come to the altar. I saw people pray. I saw people heal. I saw people filled with the Holy Spirit. I saw them saved. Point of making is revival within this church. All you've got to do is take this staff or take your Bible and you can say, spring up well within my soul. Give me revival. Give me hope. Give me victory.
Yes,
change things in my house.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Change things in my children's heart. My grandchildren's heart. But Mama, don't give up. Grandma and Grandma, don't give up praying. Somebody say amen.
Yes,
come
Lord.
On, hang in here with the prayer.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And just know that God is going to send you revival.
Yes,
it's
Jesus.
Already here, praise God.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm
yes.
That when the wells of water came,
yes,
God began to move them on out from
yes,
city
Lord.
To city, from victory to
yes,
victory.
Lord.
There
yes.
was victory in the heart of the children of Israel.
Yes.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Time has failed to be back. The mention of the Apostle Paul. We'll get good one of these days. He's there. 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 You can read it for yourself. Don't go turn down. Read for yourself. You can see. You can see. I'll help you one of these days. We'll study the Apostle Paul. Of how he was called to go out and minister. Look right in front of you tonight. Look right in. Some of you not looking. I'm asking you to look up here. Hear what Pastor says. Because there are ministers of the gospel. And then there are ministers of the gospel.
Amen.
You know what my job. Don't even pray for a pastoral position in the church. Just don't let God do the calling. Mamas, don't call your kid to be minister of the gospel. Are you hearing me? Don't you do it. You let God do the calling. You let God do the calling.